This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Herbicides are welcomed by many producers because of their potential to eliminate much of the need for long hours of manual weed control practices. However, when used improperly, they can cause injury and contamination. To avoid an unwanted scenario, it's best to follow the recommended practices for herbicide use. First, always follow label directions. Use herbicides only when necessary, only at recommended rates and time of application, and only for those crops and uses listed on the label. Also, be familiar with current laws and regulations regarding herbicide usage or license requirements. Remember that the label is the law and it should be viewed as such. Also, one should clean contaminated equipment, mix tank in an appropriate place, calculate accurately, and also be aware of drift. Drift occurs when spray droplets or dust particles are carried by air movement from the application area to an unintended area. Vapor drift takes place after application. The herbicide evaporates or volatilizes and produces a gas that is carried by wind currents into the soil or plants of an untreated area. If possible, do not apply herbicides when the wind speed is greater than 10 miles per hour. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.